podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Happy Monday, Padres fans. It's time to discuss the weekend that was for the Padres with our Ben and Woods Linsider, Dennis Lynn from The Athletic. Brought to you by the all-new Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place. Things are about to get real with the all-new Hummel Casino Resort. With gorgeous rooms and exciting new eats and drinks, it gets real this summer at Hummel Casino Resort, the player's place.
Very curious. I actually didn't know Islands was a sponsor Islands last night.
I'm sure you didn't.
I did see that they had those new protein bowls on the menu. And very I did curious. Get free chips and salsa and guac
sure
as
did.
I signed
I
up for their
did.
Rewards. Islands Locals Rewards on the app.
All right, you know what?
But Dennis I got nothing from here.
Dennis is totally impartial here.
Yeah.
Now, Dennis, Ben was just telling us how he went to Islands yesterday.
Yeah, with his kids.
And had a great dinner.
Great, delicious
and he loved
meal.
It. And now we're hearing Islands reads during our show. We think he might have gotten a little freebie.
No kickbacks. Nothing at all.
Huh.
I mean, you can't rule it out, right?
No, not with him.
I can understand the suspicion. I do see the suspicion, but I feel good about supporting a sponsor to Odyssey and the Ben and Woods program.
That's a good.
You all like Islands, too.
We do. So. It's a good diplomatic answer. D-Lynn, you're currently in the Big Apple right now, yes?
I am, yeah. I'm looking outside the window, and it's not raining yet, which could be worse, but... I think last I checked, there's like a 65% chance it's raining at first pitch. So, yeah, tonight feels like a little bit of a toss-up. And by the way, I feel like I've never had a bad meal at Islands and also I haven't been there in like 7 years. Oh. So,
still
yeah,
good.
That's kind of a toss-up for me as well.
More plug-ola on Ben and Woods this morning from live from New York City. But, we know what the players go through with this stuff. Nobody ever thinks about the sports writer, right? The guy that's got a... probably go to the ballpark early, get there, and then sit in the press box and wait for a game to happen that may or may not happen. What's the longest day you can remember, and how long you were at the ballpark?
Not so much the ballpark, but last year I had a flight canceled out of Midway Airport in Chicago, and I ended up sleeping there.
Oh.
So that was nice. But my flight the next morning got out like at 5 a.m. So I didn't sleep much. And also it's a good thing I didn't have to sleep much in that airport because I don't know if you guys have ever been, but
yes.
Like none of those seats have any kind of armrest that kind of
lift up. That would be smart.
So, yeah, exactly. So I guess they're trying to crack down on hobos like me sleeping in the airport. But yeah, that was the only flight I've ever had just banged like that in 12, 13 years of doing this. So, yeah, that would be my memory.
Dennis, one thing that the 2023 Padres didn't do, that the 2024 Padres did, and now the 2025 Padres have started the season doing, taking care of business against lesser opponents. What do you think is the reason for that? I mean, you can always point to Mike Schilt taking over as manager, but it's got to be more than just a different guy making the decisions. Why have the Padres had more success against the lower teams in the league in the last season plus now than they did in 2023 and before?
Number one thing that comes to mind is they're putting the ball in play more in general, which has helped in extra inning games and tight games like they played the other day, Saturday in Pittsburgh, who were also, having Fernando Tatis Jr. also helps. They didn't have him in 2023. Obviously, we saw what he did on the base path the other night. Some of that, number two, I would think, is just kind of the vagaries of baseball being random and kind of stupid at times. I think you play that 2023 season over 100 different times, you're not going to get another outcome like they had in 23 where they lost all those extra inning games and one run games. And but I think that overarching philosophy and just the way that the lineup is built and the roster constructed of putting the ball in play, I think that's really helped a lot. And against bad teams who don't score many runs, if you put the ball in play and they don't have a great defense either, the opponent that is, that gives you a better chance of winning on the road. Winning, not only winning on the road, but winning against bad teams in general. So I think that's what you're seeing so far through a year plus of Mike Schilt's tenure.
And Dennis, we're talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, as we do every Monday at this time. What has been your assessment of it's always the question that fans like lose their minds about is, oh man, he doesn't know how to manage a bullpen. And when you look at what the bullpen has done this year, you look at it, and I saw some consternation yesterday about using Jason Adam up 4-0. I really don't have a problem with it. You want to get that sweep. You want to get it out the door, and you want to go with guys that you trust. In your opinion, how do you think Schilte has managed the bullpen this year? And do you look at it as a kind of a long-term thing where you go, all right, like we keep going to the same well over and over and over, or is it just one of those things where the recipe is currently working, you ride it till the wheels fall off?
I'd say get back to me in September or October when we have a better idea of how just all the accumulating effects on the bullpen, how it all adds up in the end. But so far, I mean, they have the best bullpen ERA in the majors. So I think that clearly speaks for itself. A lot of that's obviously on the players, but yeah, he's not the kind to take chances in even 4-run games. And yeah, they've had quite a few off days early this season. So yeah. I think he's taking advantage of that as well. But I mean, when you have something that's working, why try to fix it if it's not broken? Because they've been the best run prevention team in the majors, I think, clearly, by far. I think the Mets have given up, and the Mets who are number two in that category have given up like something like 23 more runs. So the Padres, a lot of that success is due to their bullpen, and they aren't afraid to lean on their bullpen. And I'd say, well, why not, given what they've been doing on the mound so far?
Talking to Dennis Lynn from The Athletic, or Lynn Sider. And Dennis, you've covered all of Manny Machado's tenure with the Padres. Do you get the sense that he is going into one of Manny's patented hot periods, just based on what you've seen over the last few days?
Yeah, it looks like it. I think having more protection in the lineup, I know some people don't really believe in that. I think that's certainly going to help. Jackson Merrill could be back tonight, depending on the weather. But you're saying just the effects of having even Luis Arraez and Jason Hayward back. He used to be a very shorthanded offense just as recently as about a week ago. And now, you know, Manny's got some more guys around him who are getting on base and also helping, you know, drive him in occasionally. So I think he's always been a streaky guy. We've seen that over the years. And, you know, if you hit a ball 150 miles an hour over the fence, that's a pretty good sign. So I would say, yeah, looks like he's getting locked in.
You know, and I'd argue he's off to one of his best starts as a San Diego Padre. I mean, again, you know, he doesn't. Like, you see the glaring thing that jumps off the page to the people that still kind of question Manny is had that opportunity to drive Fernando in the other night, less than two outs, runner on third base, you know, and doesn't come through.
At one pitch.
Yeah. Well, no, exactly. I mean, look, I'm probably the guy's biggest fan, but you look at his stat cast, you look at his sliders and the expected batting average is over .330 right now. The expected slug is 573. He's really been one of the more unlucky players in baseball. It is weird to see this many errors from him early, but again, for every error, he makes up with it with, you know, a spectacular play. It is, he's just one of those players, Dennis, that continues to be a lightning rod even after all these years.
Yeah, that's a good point. It feels like maybe it's just recency bias, but given what he did last season, but also last season, he was playing with a surgically repaired elbow that was still recovering.
Right.
But, you know, we've seen slow starts from him. We've seen him kind of underperform early in the season. Eventually, always ends up inevitably, it seems like, at 30 home runs and right around 100 RBI. So Padres will certainly take this. I think, you know, at age 32, his range isn't what it once was on defense. But, yeah, to your point, he's still capable of making the spectacular play and most routine plays overall, to be fair.
Yeah.
So but the Padres, but they have bigger concerns than Manny getting off to maybe a semi-slow start in defense, but they'll take anything they can get on offense because, like we talked about just a minute ago, it's been a shorthanded offense for most of the season. Just it looks like right now they're getting all their guys back.
What do you think is the Padres' biggest concern right now? Obviously, it's hard to come in, and boy, Mike Schilt would just kick me in the shin after winning five straight games, if I was like, all right, let's find something to harp on right now. Is it Dylan Cease? Is it Randy Vasquez? Again, you know, we were kind of laughing about it earlier. Randy Vasquez is a pretty excruciating watch. But you look up and it's 1-0 Padres or 2-1 the opposing team. You always feel like you're kind of in the game, that one start in Chicago notwithstanding. But like you look at it and you go, he seemingly keeps us in a ball game every time he grabs the ball.
You know, it's amazing. Yeah, I look at his expected ERA, his fielding and independent pitching number, like all that stuff. So, I mean, it's kind of eyewash at some point, right? If he's getting results, he's getting results. But at the same time, you never feel super confident that he's going to go out there and put out, you know, six innings and two runs. But somehow he's been doing it. So, yeah, if we had to nitpick one area, maybe it's the back of the rotation. You know, Kyle Hart's obviously back in AAA, and Stephen Kolek just came up and had a great start. His first career start in the majors. But yeah, I think if you're banking on Yu Darvish returning sometime in the next few weeks and staying healthy the rest of the season, that's probably a little ambitious at age 38, going to be 39 this summer. But yeah, I think it's just a matter of, you know, how does this team that's been off such a great start, 22-11, how do they hold up over the course of a long season? I think it's easy to, you know, kind of push that out of sight right now, but we have to remember it's a six-month season, 162 games, and it's not about what you do in April, May. It's about how you finish the season.
Dennis, I think we may have talked a little bit about Luis Camposano last week. He's back, but I would be very surprised to see him behind the plate. It sounds like they are not planning on using him as a catcher on the big leagues anymore. I mean, is there any thought as to what the long-term plan is now for Luis Camposano, or are they just hoping that they get a few hits out of a right-handed DH spot, and they'll worry about Campy's future at some later date?
Short-term, intermediate term, I think it's got to be just primarily as a DH. I doubt you see any starts behind the plate anytime soon, barring, you know, an injury to somebody else. And then long-term, I guess, looking at, you know, in the long term, wouldn't it be that long, maybe looking at July or later, maybe there's trade in his future, although his value is obviously way down from where it was a couple of years ago. At the same time, they need the depth with Brett Sullivan out of the organization, and you know, not a lot of other options in the upper minors who would be ready for the majors. So yeah, it's an interesting opportunity for Campy, right? Because he's had all these starts and stops throughout his young career. Still young, by the way, but feels like his time with the Padres as a catcher are kind of over, to be frank. And yeah, as long as the Padres are, again, the number one run prevention team in the majors, and they're getting the occasional home run or double from Martin Maldonado and Elias Diaz, I think they'll happily take that. And Campy will have to just cut his role for now.
No doubt. Talking to Dennis Lynn here on Ben and Woods this morning. And it has not been made official yet. Jackson Merrill allegedly returning to the lineup tonight in New York. Have you heard anything on your end?
No, I think he's with the team. We're on his way. You know, obviously in the minor leagues, they don't play Mondays anymore. So sending him out to San Antonio over the weekend for two games was the plan. But yeah, he had a couple singles the first game. I think he went over the second game, but it looks like he's been pretty comfortable running the bases and playing the field. So that was the kind of the last hurdle, and they want to be careful, obviously. That's why it ended up being about a month with a hamstring. That's how long he was sidelined for. But by the way, they went 14-9, I think, in his absence.
Yep.
And that's a 99 win pace. So all things considered, the Padres ended up, you know, on the right side of this.
I know PNC always gets high marks as one of the better ballparks in the league. Heard Jesse talking about it over the weekend. Beautiful skyline, really cool ballpark. I haven't been there yet. I have also not been to the new Yankee Stadium. Do you have a thought? Do you like going in for the history? Do you like the more modern ballparks, Dennis, when you're visiting?
I've only been here once. I'm trying to remember when it was. Might have been 2019. So definitely looking forward to my second official visit. You know, the number one thing I remember about visit number one was just the press dining and how gluttonous was, because there's just a ton of food.
Fill us in.
For whatever reason.
Fill us in.
What are we talking about?
There was like an entire table just for desserts. And it was like the messiest thing you've ever seen. It wasn't organized or anything. It was just like a bunch of plates and a bunch of
thrown out there.
So I just remember this table. I'm kind of hoping it's still there, but we'll find out tonight. Because if there's a postponement or a delay, I'm sure Don and Mudd, or I think it was just Don, I think everyone saw that graphic that popped
up
the other day.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, all the things he ate.
Housed like seven courses during a rain delay. I'm interested to see if Don, being a veteran in the AL East, can challenge his record.
Well, they leaned into it, then eating pierogies on the air as well during the broadcast. So,
I'm looking for the menu. Here we go.
Press box dining.
Yeah, it's the during a two hour 37
for Don.
Don, yeah. 2-hour and 37-minute rain delay in September of 2018 in Cincinnati. Don ate brisket, mac and cheese, ribs, chicken, pizza, hot dog, ice cream, peanuts, cauliflower slash broccoli, and tater tots. That's a week's worth of food. So, yes, please challenge him tonight because you know it's going to be delayed tonight. You know it will. It doesn't look great in New York right now. But challenge him to try to beat that record. We would love to hear and see all about it, Dennis.
Yeah, maybe it's worth documenting permanently online somewhere in the pages at the Athletic. So
that's actually a really, really good idea for a story, and I know that I would read it, as I always read all of your stuff, D-Lynn. Thank you, buddy. Have fun in the Big Apple, and stay dry, my friend.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
Dennis Lynn with the Athletic. Thank you to Humul Casino. They bring us Dennis each week as we get our Lynn Steiner's perspective on the San Diego Padres.